Ilan Misiolawin and Ayelet Gordon are part of Israel at Heart, a nonprofit group dedicated to telling firsthand stories about life in Israel to high school and college students in the U.S. 21-year-old Ayelet just completed 2 years in the Army. She says too often the American and British media portray Israeli soldiers as brutal in news stories about the conflict in the occupied West Bank. She says this tour is an effort to counter that image.
I'm portrayed as being a monster and, you know, killing Palestinians for breakfast and, you know, two more for lunch. I see that, and I know that I've met people who actually believe those things. I'm not defensive. I don't feel I have to defend who I am. It's just important for me to get that message across. For some people, it's the first time that they're meeting an Israeli soldier, and they're shocked because I'm not a monster. I don't look like a monster. I don't have horns. You know, I'm not a nasty person. I don't look like I kill Palestinians. I don't. That's not what we're about.
Ayelet defends the controversial practice of demolishing the houses of the families of Palestinian suicide bombers.
We don't just go in and demolish houses in the Palestinian. I mean, it's not a random thing. If a suicide bomber comes out of a village and we can find out where he lives, then that house will be demolished as a message to other potential suicide bombers. I think when you know, houses can be rebuilt, the lives that were lost can never be regained.
24-year-old Ilan agrees that the media image of the Israeli military needs adjustment. He trained as a sniper and served 3 years as a paratrooper and says he considers himself a pacifist.
There is nothing that I hate more than using my gun. Luckily, I have never used it in a fashion that took any lives. I'm happy that I haven't been in that situation. And so I know that all my friends, soldiers in combat units, all the same.
20-year-old UW junior Joel Bennett says he's glad to have the opportunity to get a first-hand view of the military side of the conflict in Israel.
I'm glad that there are people out spreading this kind of message, because a lot of what people see and what people hear is not positive. And I think that it helps in any situation to put a face on headlines and put a face on the kinds of things that you hear and read.
But a former Israeli soldier, now living in Madison, says the negative media image of the Israeli army isn't found only in the American media, and sometimes it's deserved. Esti Denor fought in the Yom Kippur War in 1973. She says even the leading Israeli newspapers now report on acts of brutality by the army when they occur. And she says a growing number of Israeli soldiers are refusing to serve on the West Bank.
Some of these young people are actually from well-known right-wing families in Israel, and people who have come, you know, apparently all on their own to that way of thinking, that the moral thing to do is not to join the military and not to be part of what's happening.
Still, both Ilan and Ayelet defend their role as soldiers protecting their country from terrorism, and both say they're hopeful about the recent peace proposal signed by a group of Israeli and Palestinian citizens in Switzerland. Ilan believes the decades-long conflict will end in his lifetime.
I'm sure that peace will be able to be formulated within our generation by the time we are the people with power, and this is a matter of years. I hope that what I'm saying will happen. What can you do? Hope is the major thing.
Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.